Good evening, audio booers. It's and Twitterheads and Facebookers and wherever else you may be listening to this on. This is Hans here, and welcome to another audio boo here. Today's date is February 17th. No, it's the 18th today, 2014. I'm here today to talk a little bit about the coming end of Windows XP. The life cycle XP, it's on April the 8th. Windows XP is to no longer have any updates available. It will still run, but alas, there will be no updates. I remember a lot of, like, when Windows XP came out, 2001, seeing the commercials on at the time when it was Tech TV, and with the little blue, with the clear screen, with the open field and the blue taskbar and all the little pop-up window, and talking about how great this new operating system was. And so I got it on my old computer in 2002, in March of 2002, and it was an upgraded from Windows ME. And I remember how great it was, this new operating system and all. Now, for the past year, almost 2 years now, we've been hearing rumblings about the coming end of life for Windows XP. And how do I feel about it? Well, I think it's good. Well, in a way, I have mixed feelings about it. See, Microsoft has released, well, they're now to Windows 8.1 now. And my laptop uses Windows 7, and I've hardly used that laptop, not because I don't like it, but it's just I've got a desktop here that I've had since 2008, which also has XP, and of course before that I had a Dell Dimension 4600 that I ordered in June of 2003, which also had XP, and of course before that was, of course, the computer that I had originally gotten in 2000 that had, it originally came and had Windows 98, then I upgraded to Windows ME, where I didn't have too many problems. It worked. I mean, there were a couple times where I had to do a reinstall because it acted up. And then I put XP on there as an upgrade, as I said. Now, as many of you know, well, most of you probably know, being visually impaired, I'm on ODSP, disability, and to buy new, well, first of all, it's not so much that getting the Windows 7 on this computer, which I could do that, plop down another $150 for the upgrade to Windows 7, but then it's still only 32-bit. Then to really get full advantage, I'd have to add more RAM, which my computer could handle it, theoretically. According to the little upgrade advisor that you can download from the Microsoft website, it can handle it. But I would need to upgrade some things, and I think my video card, could use some upgrading, and there may be a minor issue with it, because I don't know. I mean, everything's displaying properly for what I need. But the fan quit working on it a few years back now, and I've already replaced one hard drive on it. I got this, as I said, the one in 2008 I got, and of course I have one that's still 2006 that's still working, and knock on wood, it's still working good. And I've had a power supply replaced back this past summer, and to properly, really fully take full advantage of it, I would have to upgrade some of the hardware. It's another $200-$300 for that. So, this computer is not really worth upgrading. What I don't like is the fact that Microsoft is making people upgrade. And it's the idea that you have to upgrade to get support. I kind of see both sides of it. I can see that they want to keep improving their system, but why do they need to make a new operating system and upgrading, expect people to buy the operating system? Why not just, you have a product, you keep making updates for it. I was reading the other day, I think it was yesterday, it was one of my newsletters I get, is people have said that they're gonna keep using XP, and statistics stated that it was like 29.2% of all computer users are still using XP, only behind Windows 7. So it shows that there's a lot of people still using. And the internet's going to be more risky, it's going to be more dangerous if these people don't upgrade. And I think, I don't know what they're going to do when they realize that, hey, there's still a lot of XP users up there. They're probably just tough, tough upgrade or just put yourself at risk. And but I think there's going to still be a lot of people that are holding out. And I, of course, don't think this computer is worth upgrading. Now, some people did. Some people may think, well, go put the money out, and others probably have that have old computers that are upgrading. If they can handle it, okay, and you got the money, okay. But I just don't like the idea of being forced to upgrade or do without updates. So, I mean, all the software is updated. Unfortunately, they're still working. I don't know if software developers are going to stop making things that will no longer run on XP, because I know I've had that too, where still with newer, you'd have to upgrade the operating system. Like, for example, if you have XP, you can't go past Internet Explorer 8, and which I don't use Internet Explorer on this computer. I use Mozilla Firefox. And of course, Skype, I use the latest version, and of course, Outlook Express. Well, it doesn't really change anyway. I just get newsletters and stuff like that. I don't really go clicking on all these links and spam and all that stuff. So that's helps a lot. And I don't go to all these websites, or not intentionally anyway, go to websites where there's all these ads where spyware can get put on and what have you not. But, I don't know. I mean, there may be. I mean, I've seen Windows 8. I hear a lot of people say it's very different, and people are using it, and that's great. And I'm not saying people shouldn't. By that, I'm not saying people shouldn't upgrade their systems or continue. But I think it should be a choice of what we use. If hey, if we want to put out the money to go to Windows 7 or even Windows 8, no problem. Great. And if you want to stay, I think you should stay. And I think if, part of a good business practice is to keep supporting your customers. And, you can see, just, I don't see anything wrong why they can't make some updates still, at least security things. Like, they don't have to update, like, Media Player, Outlook Express. Because Outlook Express hasn't been updated for years now. And which is fine. I mean, there's other things too, like with Gmail, or there's, like, Thunderbird. I don't know how well Thunderbird works with JAWS. But that does, and of course there's Google Chrome, which does not work with speech. I mean, the way I use Zoom Text, and of course that's fine, but because Zoom Text just magnifies the screen, but the app reader, it doesn't work in with Google Chrome, and it used to not work with Firefox, but I'm glad they fixed it now, and I'm using Zoom Text 9.1. Of course, I got a later version of Zoom Text on the laptop, of course, which I just got last year. So, and on that, of course, the Windows Live Mail on Windows 7 is really something. I know there was supposed to be a hack, something you could do to make it to emulate or to make it work like the mail client, very much like Outlook Express. Like, Windows Live is fairly close to it. It's got similarities, but it's got enough differences. Like, you've got, like, for each, if you have multiple accounts, each you have an inbox per account, and like if you've got three accounts, you got three inboxes, three outboxes, and that kind of thing. Plus, you can look at your feeds, RSS feeds, which are like, you can look at web pages you subscribe to. Plus, it's got a calendar, and there's some maneuvering tricks you got to learn with JAWS if you're going to use JAWS with it. But the desktop is basically the same. Like, I've got it set to the classic. I mean, I got it that way. I didn't actually set it. The vendor I got my laptop from set it to classic, and so it still has your taskbar and your icons and things like that. They just have, like, instead of having my computer, you have, like, whatever, you're, like, with your name, which I guess isn't the computer, is my computer, is just called computer, which is, like, your drives and stuff like that. And then you've got, like, your favorites and a folder, contacts, and which, of course, does not work with you, which is completely separate from your Windows Live contacts. So if you, because in XP, that was a nice thing. You had one address book where, which Outlook Express, which also worked in conjunction with Outlook Express. Here on Windows 7, it doesn't. Windows Live Mail does have contacts, but you got to import them separate from your regular Windows contacts. And of course, you got your, they just call it documents now. So it's a little organized a little differently, but basically the operating is the same. You still move files and still run applications like before. So, yeah, I don't know. That's just my thoughts on Windows and the operating system. Just a little bit of Windows 8. I've never used it. I've just seen in the stores the Tile, like with the Future Shop, an electronics store here. I've seen like the Tiles and stuff like that. But you're supposed to be able to bring a desktop, and I guess they're supposed to be bringing in an update for the desktop so you can use the desktop as well. Or you have like a desktop, so it's very, very different. A very different learning curve for even some of the experts, like the people that write these tips, are saying how there's, how it's very, very different. So anyway, that's just some thoughts on Windows at the time when it's actually just over a month and a bit before support officially ends. And as my stand, I will, I guess for the time being, use my desktop. And maybe try to get myself to use a laptop more, although with my room here, I'd have to find somewhere to sit it. Or just push the keyboard and bag out of the way and monitor out of the way and sit the laptop in its place. And alternatively, I've thought of putting Linux on there, on the desktop, but I don't know if there's any kind of magnification or anything like that, or a way to read stuff in Linux. So, I don't know. We'll wait and see. But in the meantime, I'm just going to hold on and use XP and just hope for the best. So those are my thoughts. So with that, I'm going to close this boo, and y'all take care, and see everybody next Audio Boo.